This is the Tanakh Podcast with Alex Israel. Today, the Book of Yonah, Chapter 1.
Ben Adam Malecha Nirdam Kum Kera Betachanunim Shefoch Siha
And our thoughts and our prayers are with the Chayalei Tzva Haganah Yisrael for their safety and success. Prayers for the return of all of the hostages and for the healing of all the wounded in this war in Gaza. So Yonah Perek Aleph, most of us do know the story of Yonah. It's one of the most popular stories in the Tanakh. It is the Haftarah for Yom Kippur afternoon and a story we all know. And I hope we'll be able to cast a slightly different light on it. The word came to Yonah ben Amittai, saying, "Kum lechel ninvei ha'ira gadola ukra aleha ki alta ra'atam lefanai." Kum, go up, go to Ninvei ha'ira gadola, and call upon it because its evil has come before me. What had Ninvei done that was so bad? Well, this notion of alta ra'atam lefanai, combined with the statement in Perek Gimel, "Od arba'im yom v'nivei nehepachat," Nineveh will be turned over, gives us a very similar image to Sodom, about which we're told, "Hakatzakata haba'elai asu kala," the cries coming up to God, like altara tam lefanai, and likewise, "Vayahafoch et harim el." So we have a Nineveh, the great city, but an evil city. And I have to say that this whole book seems to be larger than life. We have Ha'ir HaGadola. In Pasuk Dalet, we'll have Ruach Gadola. In Pasuk Yud, we're going to have Yira'ah Gadola. In Pasuk Yud Bet, Sa'ar Gadol, a great storm. In Pasuk Tet Zayin, again, Yira'ah Gadola, Dag Gadol. Everything is the city, Ha'ir HaGadola, Ra'ah, that we have the Ra'ah Gadola. So a lot of great things, a lot of larger than life, almost like fantasy story. Usually people don't get eaten by fish and survive to tell the tale. So what's the story? Vayakam Yonah, God told him, kum. Vayakam, he gets up. But why does he do? Livroach, to run away. Tarshisha milifnei Hashem. Now the book is not going to tell us why he runs away. It's not going to tell us the reason that he runs away until Perek Dalet. And because the book is going to hide it from us, we're not going to talk about it. All we're going to notice is that God says, Kum lechem nilvei, and Yonah, vayakim Yonah livrach, he wants to go. And where does he go? Tarshisha. Tarshish is somewhere around Gibraltar. It's at the edge of the Mediterranean Sea. He is told to go east, and instead he goes west. And in this Pasuk Gimel, Vayakom Yonah Livroch Tarshisha Milifnei Hashem, Vayered Yafo Vayimsaniya Ba Tarshish, Vayitein Schara Vayered Ba La'avo Imahem Tarshisha Milifnei Hashem. I want to say three things about this Pasuk. Three times the word Tarshish is mentioned. In other words, it's trying to emphasize, instead of going to Nineveh, instead of going east, he's going west. Instead of Lakum, he is Lakum, but Livroch. And then in Pasuk Gimel, Vayered Yafo, he goes, instead of getting up, he goes down to Yafo, and he pays for his boat, in his place in the ship, Vayered Ba, and he goes down, and in Pasuk Hey, even more, Vayone Yarada Ralkas Yarkate Hasfina, Vayishkav Vayeradam. Going to sleep is not exactly the same as going down, but going to sleep is basically anesthetizing yourself. It's basically, if you want to get away from a job which you don't want to do, let's say there's something you really don't want to do, one of the ways that you can really avoid it very strongly is Vayered. And the last statement, which I think is important, is it says Vayakam Yonah Livroch Tarshisha Milifnei Hashem, and this is stressed at the end of Pasuk Gimel again, where it says Milifnei Hashem. It's not Mipnei Hashem. You can't escape from God's face, from God's presence. But you can escape from being Lifnei Hashem. What do I mean by that? There's a phrase used in the Tanakh, Hineni. Hineni means I am here, I am prepared. Once upon a time in Israel, in the maybe in the 1950s, when the register was called, when the roll was called in school, you didn't say yes, you said hineni. And hineni means I'm prepared, I'm ready for whatever you ask me. Milifnei Hashem, to be lifnei Hashem, means to stand ready and answerable to God. To run away mipnei Hashem might be impossible, but to run away milifnei Hashem means that you are abdicating, you are refusing to do what God asks you to do. I remember many years ago when I was in my first year in yeshiva and I had a chavruta with a dear friend, and I posed the question that many people ask, how can you run away from God? And my chavruta said to me, of course you can run away from God, we do it all the time. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, when you're talking to somebody and you're about to say something, and suddenly in your mind somewhere lights up a light which says, oh, I really shouldn't say that, it's lashon hara, or it's a bit nasty. And then you say, I'll say it anyway. At that moment, you're running away milifnei Hashem. You're running away from what you know is right, from what you know is expected of you, from your calling, and you're avoiding it. You're abandoning it. In this case, Yonah is abandoning it in three ways. He's going west instead of going east. He is going down instead of going up. He is running away milifnei Hashem instead of answering the call that he should be as a Navi. But as we will see, God is not going to let go of Yonah. And Hashem itil ruach gadola al hayam, v'hayasar gadol b'yam, v'aniach chishva li'shaver. God sent a great wind, which created a great storm in the sea. And the boat was about to break, even though, by the way, Oniyot Tarshish are the largest boats. They're the seafaring boats. In many places in Tehillim and Sefer Yeshayahu, they talk about Oniyot Tarshish as the strongest of all. The boat is going to break. And now we see the stages that have happened. First of all, Vayir'u ha-malachim. You have sailors, they're called malachim. We'll talk about that. Vayizaku ishel elohav. They each pray to their gods. In a situation of mortal danger, people cry out to their gods. Second, Vayatiru et ha-kelim asher ba'onia al-hayam. These are not passenger boats, these are trading boats. So for them to throw all of the luggage, all of the trade into the sea is a big deal. Lahakel mi alehem. But Yonah is impervious. Yonah just goes into the sea, into the lower decks of the boat. Yonah yarad al yarkatei asfina vayishkav vayiradam. He goes down, he goes to sleep, he doesn't want to know. Yonah knows that God is causing this storm. He won't do anything. And this is when the Rav HaChovel, the captain, says, Malach HaNirdam, why are you sleeping? Kum, cry Elohecha, cry to your God. Ula yitashet Elohim lanu v'lo naved. Maybe we won't die. And does Yonah pray? The assumption is he does not. And that's when all the people in the boat say they're going to cast lots. And the lots fall on Yonah, and they say to him, Hagida na lanu ba'asher lemihara hazot lanu, ma malachtecha umeayin tavo, what's going on? They totally believe in their lottery. Who are you? Where are you from? What's going on? And he says, Ivri anochi, I am a Hebrew. Bet Hashem Elohei Hashamayim ani yarei. Yonah it's not that he doesn't believe in God, he believes in God, but he's not willing to accept his mission. And he says, I am fearful of the God of the heavens, Asha Asa Tayam Bete Yabasha. That's the whole world, right? The heavens, the sea, and the dry land. And now, Vayiru Anashim Yira Gedola. Notice, before they were called sailors, Malachim. Now they're called Anashim. And I would like to say at this point that the whole chapter, essentially, if I have to sum it up, the chapter is going to make a contrast between Yonah, who refuses at all costs to be answerable to God. He's willing to die for it. He so believes that he is not willing to go and do God's mission that he's willing to die. They're pretty sure that by throwing him into the sea, he's going to die. And what you're going to see is the malachim, which just start as sailors. Sailors, you know, don't always have a good reputation. What are we going to do with the drunken sailor? Sailors don't have a good reputation. The sailors change from malachim to Anashim. They start off each calling to their own gods. By the end of the chapter, Vayiru Anashim Yira Gedola et Hashem. In the beginning, they just have a Yira Gedola, a great fear from the storm, a great fear from this man who is running away from God. But at the end, their fear is towards Yudke Vavke, to Hashem, the God of Israel. And they are Anashim. We're going to see later on in the chapter how they actually cry out to God. Well, let's not jump the gun. Vayiru Anashim Yira Gadola. They have a great fear. And they say, Mazot Asita, what did you do? Ki Yadu Anashim Kim Lifnei Hashem Ubarech Ki Gidlahem. At the beginning, we think that their Yira Gadola is just a fear of death. But now we understand that it's a fear that they understand if he is running away from the God of the sea, then that's what happened. And they say to him, what should we do that the sea should calm down? Because the sea was so stormy. And he said, Sa'uni v'hitiluni elayam. Before we read that, v'yatilu et ha-kelim asher ba'oni alayam. They simply threw everything, all of the freight from the boat into the sea. He says, what you did to all the bags, do to me. And v'yishtok hayam elechem ki yodea ani. Because I know, I'm convinced it's all because of me. Now, the people really don't want to do this. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, they try to get back to shore, they can't. And they then again don't want to throw him out. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayikru el Hashem, they call to God and says, Ana Hashem, Ana Novda B'Nefesh Ha'ish Hazeh. We don't want to die because of this guy. And number two, Va'al Titein Aleinu Dam Naki, and we don't want to kill him. So find a solution. But they couldn't. By the way, there's a midrash which says that they lowered him into the sea and it stopped being stormy. And so they pulled him up again and it started being stormy again. They lowered him to his waist. It stopped being stormy. They pulled him up again. The storm began. These people are good people. They really don't want to kill this man. And in the end, they don't have a choice. They threw him into the sea. The sea calms down. And we would expect the end of the perek to be, right? And Yonah is going deep in the waves and he says to Hashem, I'm sorry. But actually, maybe this perek is even more about the sailors than it is about Yonah. Because the last line of the perek is, Vayiru anashim yira gadola et Hashem, vayizbechu zebach l'Hashem, vayidru nedarim. They made oaths to God. They brought sacrifices to God. Suddenly these people have become fearful of God. And I would say this, that, you know, Yonah is trying to run away from calling out to people in the name of God and convincing people to serve God. Here, Yonah's trying his hardest to run away from God. He's even got a death wish. He wished that he's dead. And even in his intransigence, even in his refusal, even in his rebellion, he still manages, through the power of his faith in God, and through his power of his personality, to bring the people around him, the sailors who are around him, to bring them to faith in God. That's such an irony. Maybe part of this is trying to show Yonah just what sort of power he really has in order to bring people to a place of faith. That's it for today. See you tomorrow. קום קרע בתחנונים שפוך שיחה דרך